Dress your best and ask your mom to give you a ride, because this week's Discovery spends the summer at the mall. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Once upon a time, life revolved around the mall. It was the center of our style, our entertainment, and our social lives. It's where we went to shop, eat pizza with friends, and pretend not to notice the cute boys in the arcade. And Megan McCafferty's The Mall returns to those days with a frustrated teen. The story is set in 1991, as Cassie Worthy is entering the summer between high school and college. All her life, Cassie has dreamed of moving to New York City, and her dream is about to come true. She and her boyfriend Troy just have to get through a few weeks of working at the cookie place at the mall, and they'll be moving on in the next step in the plan. But when she loses both Troy and her job, she finds herself starting over with a new job, a renewed friendship, and a new adventure. Now, The Mall may be a story about a teenager who's navigating relationships and friendships and work at the mall as she waits for her real life to begin, but the story will appeal to moms just as much as, and probably more than, their teenage daughters. Because it's not as much about the story as it is about the setting. Sure, Cassie grows up a lot during the summer. She learns about relationships, friendships, and being her own person. She also joins her former best friend and new coworker Drea on a bizarre treasure hunt through the quirky stores. Her adventures tend to be random and haphazard. She avoids her ex and his shrill new girlfriend. She deals with her parents' unexpected separation. And she visits the secret hangout for mall workers. But they're often wild and crazy enough to make readers laugh out loud. Still, to get the full effect of this story, it definitely helps if you live through the late 80s and early 90s, if you understand the mall culture. Not only will Cassie's life at the mall bring back memories, but you'll also understand the story on a whole different level. But is it worth living life at the mall? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. For younger readers, The Mall may seem strange and surreal, a quirky story filled with tacky characters. But for former mall kids, it's like a crazy time capsule of a rom-com. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Mall by Megan McCafferty is 224 nostalgic pages long and is available from Wednesday Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.